This is JIS News. Coming up, Health Minister appeals to the private sector to be critical stakeholders in dealing with present outbreak of hand, foot and mouth disease. Residents of Kingston and St. Andrew can expect ease in water restrictions, and Justice Minister commends the Administrator General's Department for its speed in processing instruments under the new regime. The news in detail after this message.
Wondering if your passport is ready for pickup? Visit Pika's website at pika.gov.jm to check on the status of your passport application. All you need is the application ID on your receipt and your date of birth. It's that easy. This service is available to local applicants only. Pika, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
Come to the Jamaica Information Service JIS head office at 53A Halfway Tree Road, Kingston 10 for your Jamaican flags, heritage posters, and publications. Get 10% off all packages on Fridays when you wear the national colors to make your purchase. Offer available now through to October 30 while stocks last. Call 926-3590-4, email research@jis.gov.jm or visit jis.gov.jm for details.
Now the news. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson is appealing to the private sector to be critical stakeholders in dealing with the present outbreak of the hand, foot and mouth disease. He says while the government has taken the lead role, tackling the issue requires the concerted effort of all members of society.
A health issue and concern must be taken seriously by all of us. We must work together to resolve these issues. We simply cannot afford to politicize a matter such as health, because we would also be putting ourselves and our families at risk. The hand, foot and mouth disease must be a collective concern, as should every other infectious disease.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking in Parliament Tuesday. Hand, foot and mouth disease is a viral illness common in infants and children. Symptoms include fever, blister-like eruptions on the tongue, inside the cheek and on the skin. As at October 1, a total 313 students were confirmed as having symptoms of the disease. 98 schools have been affected. Residents of Kingston and St. Andrew can expect an ease in the water restrictions implemented to deal with the prevailing drought conditions. Junior Minister for Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Ian Hales, says he's satisfied with the rise in water levels resulting from rainfall over the weekend.
The recent rains have been good. The Mona Dam, we were down below the 50% capacity mark. Now there'll be follow-up meetings in the ministry in terms of what we could now free up in ensuring we go back to a certain normalcy within the sector.
Minister Hales says strategic measures are being developed to supply 15 to 20 million gallons of water per day to other citizens in the Kingston metropolitan area who are still without regular water supply. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding has commended the Administrator General's Department, the AGD, for its speed in processing the first two instruments of administration under the new regime. Minister Golding, who was speaking at a signing ceremony at the AGD recently, acknowledged the entity for promptly implementing legislative changes for matters relating to interstate properties involving minors.
It's a great thrill to hear that the legislation that was passed earlier this year to really transform the way in which the Administrator General's office deals with its work is being implemented already and is starting to make a difference already to the lives of Jamaicans.
The first two instruments of administration were processed within 8 weeks, much shorter than under the old regime. And the running track at the G.C. Foster College is to be officially reopened on Wednesday. This after the completion of a $1.5 million renovation exercise geared at drastically upgrading the previous track, which had been declared unfit. The track will be reopened following a special ceremony at the college, at which Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is expected to be the guest speaker. The ceremony is slated to begin at 3 p.m. Principal of G.C. Foster College, Dr. Joyce Graham Royal, says the new track will provide a significant boost to the institution's academic profile.
We can use it as a showpiece to highlight the college. It will be used as a marketing tool to promote the institution, thereby attracting other athletes to come to college here and also overseas partners. We're hoping to go big with it.
Dr. Graham Royal was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The new track is expected to receive Level 2 International Association of Athletics Federation's IAAF certification. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.